Okay, today's daf is Tamid Daf Chafches, and we are on Chaf Zayin Amabez. We'll start with three lines from the bottom. Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah in Meseches Midos. Why is this Mishnah being discussed here? So just a fascinating line. The Rush right here says, well, there's no Gemara on Midos, and the Gemara wants to talk about Midos. So that's why, because Midos and Tamid are pretty similar to each other, that's why the Gemara here feels the need to quote it, and in that way he's going to talk about it. That's the Rush on the next Amud. Umaisi Lahacha Mashba Mishum Deboi Lemikva Ale Gemara. Umidos Ein La Gemara. That's why he talks about it here. Okay, so today it's as if we're having a Gemara on Meseches Midos. Tanan Hasam Ish Har Habayis Haya Machazer Al Kol Mishbar U'Mishbar. The appointed man that was in charge of Har Habayis issues used to go around to every Mishmar Va'avukos Dolkos Lefanav, and torches were lit in front of him. B'chol Mishmar She'ino Omeid, any Mishmar that is not awake, that is not aware, when the appointed one comes around to Amalei and says, they don't say this, Ishar Abayis Shalom Alecha, if they don't answer him, so then, Nikar Shu Yashen. So, it's Nikar that they're sleeping on the job, and therefore, the Isha Harabayas has to take matters into his own hands to make sure that this does not happen. So what does he do? Choft of a maklo versus Haisalo Lisra of his Kuzaso. They're allowed to hit them with his stick and to light his jacket on fire. Gotta take things into their own hands to make sure they don't fall asleep. Let's just finish the line first. Feinomrim, Mako Bazara, and everybody said, you know, what is that screaming we hear in the Azara? Kol Ben Levi Loke. Oh, it must be a Ben Levi who's getting hit a little bit. Ubagadev Nistrafim, Shiyashan Lal Mishmar, and it must be as his clothes are burning because he fell asleep on the job. So, Lachori, it wasn't a case where there would be some type of sakana involved. It's been an issue where they would put it out. It would just get them a little hot. But it'll make sure that they wouldn't fall asleep again. Interesting that it says Ben Levi. Did they do this to the Kohanim also? Only the Levium? Remember, the beginning of Mitos discusses the Kohanim and the Levium's Mishmaros. So interesting, though, that the Diuk is only a Ben Levi. And one more line. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Pamachas Matzoes Achi Imo Yashan Visarfos Ksuso. It doesn't matter who you are. Eliezer ben Yaakov found his uncle, Achi Imo, and burn the clothing, right? There's no favoritism here. Whoever's sleeping on the job gets this. It's interesting, who was this Ish Harabayis? Who's the Ish Harabayis? If you look at the Rambam in Perek Ches of Beis Avachira, Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, Uma'amidin mi memuna echad al kol ha-mishmaros ha-shomrim. There was one man that was appointed. This was his, he was the wake-up man. He was, as anybody who's been in Yeshiva, he was the clapper. He was the man, not to wake them up, but just to make sure they were up. Right? This was just the checker on the throughout the night to make sure nobody was sleeping. So, ma'amidin memuna echad al kol ha-mishmaros ha-shomrim, the ish harabayis hayanikra. He was called ish harabayis. That he was machazo, kol mishmar ha-mishmar, kol ha-layla, vavuklos dokos lefanav, and he quotes our Mishnah right here that the Gemara quotes. Number one. Number two, the Rush here. It's an important Rush. The Rush here says that they used to burn the clothing. They used to singe, let's say, the clothing of the one who was sleeping on the job. Asks the Rush, V'ein kan mishum baal tashchis. What about tashchis? Forget hurting the guy. That's not the problem here. The fact that he's going to like jump up and he's going to have to pour water and, okay, so that was because he fell asleep on the job. But what about, what does clothing do? Baal tashchis. So there's no baal tashchis. Why? The Rush says, de hefker bezdin haya hefker. That's the language of the Rush right here in the middle of Amud Aleph. So this is important for the sugya of baal tashchis, and this is important for the sugya of hefker bezdin hefker. What is hefker bezdin hefker? How is that usually understood? Usually we understand hefker bezdin hefker as a financial issue, and that Bezdin has rights to the finances of Klal Yisrael. And there is a machlokas achronim, based on the Rishonim already, whether it is could be an issue of not only taking away from one, but even giving it to another one, meaning is it just removal, or is it even haknaah? There's 2 days in the Rashba and Meseches Gittin. So usually that's how hefker bezdin hefker is understood. We usually don't understand hefker bezdin as being able to prevent isurim. And yet here, the Rush says, Hefker Bezdin means that it's not Baltashkas. So is that telling me that Baltashkas is only about somebody's financial... What if you have somebody's financial issue that you're hurting? What if something's Hefker? If somebody's already Hefker, there's no issue about Baltashkas? So L'chor, that's not true. L'chor, there should be an issue about Baltashkas, even if something is Hefker. So that's a big chiddush that the Rush says, why is it that Hefker Bezdin gets out of the... the problem. Either way, that is issue number one, Mitzad Hefker, Bezen Hefker. The other issue to talk about is Bal Tashchis. So Bal Tashchis is a very interesting topic. I think we had Ian Shear about it a couple of summers ago, and that is, what is the root issue of Bal Tashchis? There are two approaches generally in the Achronim, how to understand Bal Tashchis. First approach, and that's the more Pashut approach of Bal Tashchis, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us something to benefit from, and we are squandering the opportunity. Hashem gives us something, and we could use it productively, we could use it positively, and we destroy it, so we are slapping the giver in the face, because we're taking what we were given and throwing it back at him, or destroying it. So that's the root isser of Bal Tashchis, right? That's what the Chinuch says at first in Mitzvah, in Parsha Shoftim. Let me just find the Chinuch. The Chinuch says in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Chaf Tes, that is the Sefer HaChinuch there in Shoftim, where he says that the problem is Shoresh Mitzvah Yadua Shu Kedilo Lami Nafshenu Le'ahova Tova HaToeles Ulihi Davikbo Umito Kak Tikva Banu HaTova V'Narkik. Let me just find the key line. Actually, it's the Chinuch really highlights the other approach. The first approach is that Hashem gives us something, as I said, to get Hanah from, and if I don't get benefit from it, that is a problem. That is number one. That's the Nitziv. The Nitziv said that anything that is designated for Hanas Ha'adam, that's why it only applies to fruit trees, not for not bearing fruit trees, so that would be... That is the issue. That's what the Nitziv says. That's what the Ramban talks about in Sefer HaMitzvahs and Mitzvah Vav. Okay, fine. But if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, really he highlights the other way, as I said. And that is, separate from the Hana'ah that I am losing by destroying, my act of destruction itself is something that affects me, as the Chinuch says in many places. To love what's good and to stick to it. To stay away from destructive activities. That's the point about Tashchis. Forget whether I'm going to get benefit from it or not. Even if I'm never going to get benefit, I shouldn't be destroying things. V'zeo derecha chasidim v'anshe maisa, oavim shalom, usmeichim b'tov abrios, umekarvim osam l'torah. V'lo yovdu afilo garger shel charda la'olam. They wouldn't even destroy a tiny little mustard seed. V'yetzar aleim b'kol yivadon v'hashchasa sheyiru. Right, some great tzaddikim, they couldn't even destroy, not even a fly. They couldn't even, they say about Rav Kook, he couldn't even kill a tiny little bug. It was a bri of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing to do with the resulting hana'a that I am removing the possibility of benefiting from. Right? So it's two ideas in the Achronim. One focus more on the chepsa, focus on the item that's being destroyed, and one focus more on the gavra, the person doing the destroying. Even the pasuk, interestingly, might be alluding to these two ideas. If you look at the pasuk of Bal Tashchis in Shoftim, Kisatzer al ir yamim rabim lehilachem al tafsa. If somebody is, if the Jewish army is surrounding a city, besieging it, lo sashchis es eitza lindochel of garzin. Don't destroy the trees. Why? Ki mimenu sochel va'oso lo sichros. From it you shall eat, and you shall not cut down. Ki ha'adam eitza sadeh lovo mipanecha b'matzor. Right, because man is compared to a tree, a lot of symbolism here, and therefore you shouldn't destroy the trees. So first the Torah says, Mimenu sochel v'osolo sichros, focusing on the chefsa, that if you destroy it, it's you're not going to be able to get benefit from it. And then the next line, okay, whatever it means, something symbolic, comparing people to trees. Ki ha'adam eitz asada v'nechem b'nechem b'matzor. I think I mentioned before that there's a lot of sakana issues that are brought up in shilas about cutting down trees, more than other sugyas, where basically the halacha is cut and dry. What does the halacha say? What does the nigla say? Even poskim that are normally, you know, influenced purely by shas and poskim, and not by nistar, not by, you know, ideas that we can't understand, there are a number of poskim that in this regard are very scared to poskim. One of my rabbeim said, I don't poskim trees. So a lot go, ki adam eitz asada, the connection, if there's something clearly that's a problem in terms of cutting down a tree. If there's something clearly that there's a poisonous tree in somebody's backyard, or there's something that's always getting people hurt, it's a lot of thorns, okay, there's less of an issue. But if it's just more for convenience, I wanna build out, I wanna this, I wanna that, so it really has to be a clear-cut case, and a number of poskim, or maybe just trim it, don't cut the whole thing down, maybe replant it. We got this interesting discussion, based on the Gemara and then the Baba Kama, in terms of cutting down trees. So these are the two issues. Again, there's a lot of number of nafkamina between these two issues. Do you focus on the hana'a that's being lost, or do you focus just on the gavra? What if, Tosfos says, Tosfos and Brachos, what if the benefit for cutting it down is greater to you than the what it is now? Meaning it's only producing a few fruit here and there, but the lumber that you could get from the tree would be much more valuable to you than the fruit that it gives. So if you say it's purely based on the hanah, so then there's no problem. You're getting even more hanah by cutting it down. But if you say it's the maisa hashchasa itself, that it could be that the act of destruction is not allowed, even if the hanah will outweigh. Number one. Or others say, what if it's what if it's about trimming? Not cutting down. The heart svi has a tshuva. What if you're just trimming it? So then, also, the discussion. Maybe that's not an act of hashchasa, right? Because you're only trimming it. You're not destroying it. Mashein kate, some of the benefit might still be lost also. Or is there bal tashchis b'shevi al tase? That's an interesting case. How do you violate bal tashchis b'shevi al tase? The Min Chas Yitzchak has a case where, a number of years ago, there was a shaila that somebody went to Chutz La'aretz and they knew that in Chutz La'aretz they wouldn't be able to, they usually are makbid for Pas Yisrael, and it was easy to get Pas Yisrael where they, in Eretz Yisrael. So they went to Chutz La'aretz, they're going to get Pas Yisrael. And as we know, maker a din, Bishol Yisrael is a din, Pas Yisrael is a chumrah. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Rogas Yosef Yitshuva, we should be makbid for it. But even originally, Bali Tosfos in Mesechas Avodah Zarah quote that it was Gzeirah She'enet Tzibri Yicholon Lamod Bo, and therefore it was only accepted as a chumrah and not as a din. And therefore, as long as I know the ingredients are kosher, obviously you need that, so I know the ingredients are kosher, so then one is allowed to eat Pas Akum, Me'ikar Hadid, Entamins, Steladoros, anything that is baked by a non-Jew, as long as there is a mashgiach that knows the ingredients are kosher, that is okay. So, there was a man who went to Chutz La'aretz for business, whatever it was, he bought Pas Akum, because that was all that there was. He comes back to Eretz Yisrael and he has some leftovers. But now he can get Pas Yisrael. So does he leave over the bread and not, you know, eat it because now he's back and it's possible. This gets into the halachas of Nedarim also. Maybe once he's here, he's not allowed to. Let's assume nothing. Let's assume he's allowed to. But he wants to be makbid Bas Yisrael now. But if he doesn't eat, it's going to be Bal Tashchis. So that's a case of Bal Tashchis Peshev Al Tase. So the poskid, the Mitzchas Yitzchak discusses that possibly it's only a problem of a Maisa Hashchasa. And here there is no Maisa Hashchasa, so therefore it would not be a problem. If it's an issue of a lack of benefiting something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then even here, Shev Al Tasa should be a problem. Okay, these are a couple of the nafkaminas that come up in the Bal Tashchis Sugya. There's more, but we'll stop. But either way, in our case, the Rush is a very important line. Still got to figure out exactly how he is solving. They're allowed, the Ish Harabayas is allowed to light the Begadim of the sleepy shomer on fire, and it's not bal tashchis because of hefker bezen hefker. And lachar, that only gets out of the problem of it's his, not because it's an item bechlal. Okay, either way, that is the Mishnah in Meseches Midos. Okay, we continue. Amr of Chiya Bar Abba. Kimati Rabbi Yochanan behamas nisa. When Rabbi Yochanan came to this Mishnah, Amar Hachi, he said, Ashrehem Larishonim. Wow, praiseworthy are the earlier generations. Shafilal One Shenos and Din. This guy fell asleep And even if somebody falls asleep, you know, it's not his fault. It's understood. It's the middle of the night. But even there, they're upset at him, and they light his baggage on fire. Shalom alone eshein alachas kama v'kama. If it's not at all eshein, if it's something bemazed, you know, alachas kama v'kama, that we have to be worried and careful about. Right? Only eshein is something that is very common and probable. Remember the Gemara at the beginning of Brachas discusses that when we come in from to our house at night, and somebody shouldn't say, I'm going to eat, I'm going to drink, I'm going to do everything, and then I'm going to say Kriya Shema. No, you got to say Kriya Shema right away, because, you know, Onei Shena, you know, can take over a person even more than others. Even a discussion in Halacha, we know that one could make up a davening, Tashlumen, if somebody was Shogeg. Not if somebody was made. If somebody was Bemeze Lahachas, didn't daven a Tefillah, they can't make it up. They can't do Tashlumen by the next Tefillah. But if somebody was Shogeg, they forgot, so then they can. What happens if somebody said, I'm going to daven, and then they didn't daven, and then they fell asleep? So is that called Shogeg? Is that called Ones? Is that called Mazed? Right? Is their fault or not? That is a discussion in Hilchas Tefillah even. But this is Onei Shena, that's Rabbi Yochanan. That we should be worried, even on Onei Shena they were worried, so surely on not on Onei Shena. Tanya says the Brisa, Rabbi Omer, Ezu hui derech Yishara, she yover lo ha'adam. What is the derech Yishara that a person should choose? So, sounds like Perkei Avos. So if you look in the little note here, it says Avos Perek Beis. But it's not what it says in Avos. In Avos, if you remember the Mishnah, Kol She Teferet, in Yonah the Yom of this time of year, Kol She Teferet Lo Seav, Teferet Lo B'nei Adam, but it doesn't say that here in the continuation. So Rabbi, Ezu derech Yishara, she yover lo ha'adam. What is the derech Yishara? Ahov es ha'tochachos. Love rebuke, love tochacha. That's the great derech. Why? She calls mancha tochachos ba'olam nachas ruach ba'ala olam tova ubracha ba'ala olam. As long as somebody there's a mindset of accepting rebuke from others, meaning and trying to better myself. And if somebody tells me in a covetic way, in a proper way, so then even though we had that gemara in Krisus that there's nobody beyond there that knows how to give tochacha properly. Okay. That's true. But as long as we do our best, there's still a mitzvah of tochacha. It's a mitzvah shel shesnoi bizman hazeh. So as long as somebody gives the tochacha properly, so we have to be inclined and willing to hear it, even though it's sometimes, you know, not so pleasant to hear of our mistakes. So nachas ruach ba'al ha'olam, tovo bracha ba'al ha'olam, v'ra'a mistalekes min ha'olam. V'r'nshene'emar ulamochichim yin'am. And to those who give tochacha properly yin'am, it'll be sweet, v'alehem tavo berchas tov. And upon them who will accept the tochacha, tavo berchas tov, they will get a lot of bracha. So number one, what's the derech yishara that we have to choose? And look, it's sheyavar. There's bechira chafshis here. We have to choose it. We have to choose and be cognizant of our behaviors and our reactions and try to prove it. Ehovas atochachos. That is all, number one, the derech that we should choose. The smak, we mentioned this in Mitzvah Shir, the smak counts this as a separate mitzvah say daraisa. Sefer Mitzvah Katan, Mitzvah Mikravil, one of the Monia Mitzvos, in Mitzvah Tes, the ninth mitzvah that he quotes out of 613, he says, the Rambam and the Smak didn't count this, but I'm counting it. Lamul arla slave. It's a mitzvah saseh daraisa to circumcise the foreskin of your heart. Shenemar umaltem es arla slavavchem. Pirish le'ahov es ha'tochachos. V'le'ahov misha yochichenu. It's both. You gotta love the tochacha and love the one who gives the tochacha. That's even harder. You know, I might begrudgingly at the end of the day accept what he or she says and realize that they're right, but I'm really upset. Who are they to tell me that? Well, okay, let somebody else tell me that. They're right, but who are they to tell me that? Right, sometimes we get that from our children. Right, the children are like, okay, yeah, but keep it up the aim. You know, but you know, you're not supposed to. It's true, they're not supposed to. Right, there are halachas about that. A child is not allowed to tell their parent that what you're doing is wrong. Not allowed to say that. Even if it's something wrong, you have to say it in the most covetic way. Didn't you teach me? I thought I once learned, which, you know, many times does not occur. But the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, the Smak says, Mitzvahs Asei Daraisa, to love Tochacha. The Gam Shlomo HaMelech, Olav HaShalom, Kaza B'Sifro, Shlomo wrote in Mishlei, Perek Tes, Lachacham Ohev Ahaveka, Ube Mitzvah Zu Yesh Lav. There's also a Los Asei, Shedemar, V'Arpachem Lo Sakshu Od. Don't have such an arpa, right? In Yonah Diyoma also, arpa's coming up, right? So arpa chen lo sakshu od. Don't turn your neck and be so brazen, even though that's what we're called in Parshas Kisisa. Amkshei Oref. But that is the smak. It's a separate mitzvah asay of accepting tochacha. This is also, there's a minhag of Kal Yisrael to learn the Memches Dvarim Shatara Nikves Bahem, this time of year. Svir Saomer, right? 48 ways that the Brisa at the end of Perkei Avos says that Torah is nicknamed with. One of them is Ehovas HaTochachos. One of them is, it's on that list. Ehovas HaTochachos. And it is for everybody. Everybody in Klal Yisrael, each one of us can improve in different ways, and we have to be open to hearing Tochacha. Once we're here, I'll just mention it because you can't not mention it whenever Tochacha comes up. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's idea, which you mentioned a couple of weeks ago in Parsha Shir, the root of Tochacha, says Rav Aaron, is lahochiach, to prove. What does that mean, to prove? What do you prove? So says Rav Aaron, lahochiach, when I give Tochacha, I prove to the person who he really is. Tochacha doesn't just mean beating somebody down. I'm mochiach to him, look who you are. This is not appropriate for you. This behavior is beneath you. Prove to the person who they really are. That's hochiach tochiach. Prove to the person es am yisecha, that he is your amit, that he is your friend. And really, everything that they're doing is just external. It's layers. It's not really them. Like the Rambam's Kofon HaShoshi Yom HaRotzani, the root of a person, says the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Beis, is to do the right thing. Everybody wants to. That's the mahus of a person. And that's why Rav Aaron explains that many times in Shas, when you hear a story of a rabbi talking about himself that he did something wrong, he always talks in third person. He says, Ahu Gavra. It was a certain guy. I have a friend. But it wasn't me. I have a friend. That's Ahu Gavra. It wasn't me. Mashenkin, if it was something positive that a person did, he says, I know, it talks about me. Because I know that the real person is every Jew is good inherently deep down. It's the Ahu Gavra in them, in the negative, in the external, that is the problem. And he says at the end, he says, that was the problem of Acher. Elisha ben Avuya, the Gemara Chagiga, that discusses that Taf Tezvav, where Elisha went around to all the Bati Medrash, and he asked a child coming out of East Base Medrash, Nu, tell me a positive thing you learned today. And everyone he took as a message that, like, Acher, forget it. You're gone. You're never going to do tshuva. And he even heard a baskol, right? Hakol shavin chutz me'acher. Everybody's mucha to do tshuva except for acher. He says, forget it. I'm finished. So Rav Aaron explains, he says, no, the acher can't do tshuva, but Elisha ben Avuya could do tshuva. That was his mistake. He didn't realize that it was all layers. It was all on top of him. But really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have wanted him back. And therefore, Acher cannot repent, cannot do tshuva. But Elisha ben Avuya can do tshuva. Had he not mistaken Elisha ben Avuya for Acher, had he realized that he but needed to expel the stranger from himself, then the real Elisha ben Avuya would have reemerged in true glory as a Baal tshuva. So Rav Aaron, in the article Jew and Jew, Jew and non-Jew, in Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind, but that's tochacha, and that's what we have to realize. Hopefully the person giving tochacha realizes this, and then the person getting tochacha also has to realize this. Okay, there's more about tochacha, but we will continue now. That was all number one. The derech that Rebbe says that a person should choose, ehovas ha-tochachos. What is this doing here? Why is this here? So maybe it's here because the guy who had his beged burned up, he might be thinking, what did he do that for? I can't believe it! Right, so the answer is, well, you fell asleep on the job. And you have to realize that if you're guarding the Beis HaMikdash, then you have to be able to handle getting some tochacha. Okay, v'yesh omrim. I do not think that this is something that we should take into our hands b'zman hazeh. This is only for the ish harabayis. Let him deal with the fire. You know, we could just have a little tap on the shoulder if somebody falls asleep during the shir, somebody falls asleep at davening, and you know, we don't have to make any fires in this post-Lag BaOmer week. Okay, the yesh omrim. Second idea. What derech should a person choose? Yachzik be'emuna yisera. A person should be mechazek in emuna yisera. Emuna yisera? What's emuna, and then what's emuna yisera? It's just a extra, super emuna. Emuna yisera you should have. The mefarish here connects this to, what's emuna yisera? She connects it to the Gemara in Shabbos. Yisa v'yitem in b'nei adam be'emuna. That's what it means. Maybe he's bothered by that word yisera. So it's not just your emuna. You have to have emuna, period. What emuna? Emuna yisera. But it means when your business, the first question in Shabbos Laman Aleph, so there, you could be extra squeaky clean when it comes to business dealings. Don't rip anybody off. So that's what it's talking about. Emuni Yisera. Shneimar einai b'nemnei aretz l'sheves imadi v'chulu. David HaMelech says, einai, my eyes are with the nemnei aretz. Right, the ones who are neman. I want to sit with them. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Yonasan kol amochiach es chaveru l'shem shamayim zoche l'chelko shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anybody gives proper tochacha, l'shem shamayim, not to embarrass the other person, not to push the other person down that I'm better than him. No, tochacha l'shem shamayim. So he's zocha to be with Hashem. Shneemar mochiach adam acharai. After me, Hashem says, right near me. V'lo od ela shemoshivin alav chut shel chesed, and he even has a chut shel chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneemar chein yimsa mimachlik lashon. He'll find he, the one who gives tochacha properly, will find chein mi machlik lashon, more than the one who just flatters with their tongue. The opposite of a mochiach, right? Giving flattery, right? So mimachlik lashon. So we have to make sure that we don't show a certain type of behavior to people who don't deserve it. And if we could give the chance to give tochacha, we can. If it's a situation where we shouldn't, like the Gemara says, "Kishem shemitzvah lomar davar hanishma, kach mitzvah shelo lomar davar sheino nishma." So we have to realize sometimes it's not the proper place for a person to give tochacha. But if it is a proper place, then we should try to be mekayim that mitzvah. Okay, we continue now. The Mishnah said, "Matzao na'ul yodei v'chul." If a person finds it locked, the bathroom, so then they know that that person's in there, and the best base akise shall covet. Mishu rotel lechomet samizbech v'chulu, and then it goes to the next line, and that was whoever wants to be Torah in the Mizbech. The Mishnah said, whoever wants to be Zochet to the Trumas HaDashen, so what did he get up? He went to the mikvah early before the Mamuna came, and then he went up to get the, to be there for the pious. So the Gemara is going to ask a question. The Gemara first assumes that there seems to be a contradiction. Because first the Gemara says that everybody who wants to be part of the lottery should go to the mikvah. And then the next line of the Mishnah says only one person is going to be Zoche. So why should everybody have to go to the mikvah? Only one person is going to be Zoche. So obviously the second answer the Gemara is going to give is that just in case. Just in case I'm the one that's picked, I have to go to the mikvah beforehand. So that's going to be the second answer. But the Gemara first thinks that it might be somewhat of a contradiction. Why should everybody have to go to the mikvah if only one person is going to be chosen? So Hagufa Kasha, Amart, Mishahu, Rotze, Litro, Mesam, Izbeach, Mashkim, Betovel, Ashadov, Yavo, Hamamune. First it says whoever wants to go, be Torein, they get up early, they go to the mikvah. It sounds like it's in their power to choose that they're going to want to go. Alma, Lapa, Faistalia, Milsa. So it sounds like from that line that there's no lottery for this. They're just going to get up and go to the mikvah and go. V'hadar tani, but then it says, Yavov Yefayis. Says that they're going to have a goral about it. Alma b'vayis talya milsa. So it sounds like it is related to the pious. So Amar Abba, first answer, Amar Abaya, lo kasha, kan chodem takana, kan lachar takana. First answer is that, well, it depends on the time of history. Ditzran, birishon akal misha rosa litra basa bezveach tori. Originally they failed, whoever wants to do the Trumas HaDeshen, just do it. Why? They failed that nobody was going to get up so early. Even for the Trumas HaDeshen! That's what they said. Oh, it's the first avod in the morning? Come on, we have long days here. So they didn't think they had to make a lottery about it. They didn't think there would be so much of a fight. But Yisrael Kedoshim Haim, and there was a fight. Well, even in our Kedusha, you know, sometimes we lose ourselves. Bizman Shehein Merubin, Ratzin Va'olin Bakevish, but even originally, where there was more than one person, they would run up the ramp, Kalakodim is Chavir, Batoch Arba Amos Zoche, whoever got to the top of the top four Amos of the ramp before would be Zoche. And they would be theirs. Hayushnaim Shavin, if it would be a tie. Let's say it will be a tie. Then the Mamuna would say, you know what? Okay, we got to choose now. Stick out your fingers, take off your hats, and I have the lottery if it was a tie. They would put out one or two fingers, right? And then somebody would pick a number, and then he would count all those numbers and go around. And they wouldn't stick out their thumbs in the Migdash, because then, if I'm the third coin down, you know, I could quickly do the math in my head and see who's going to be picked. I could, like, quickly put in my thumb to figure out exactly how it's going to work. It's harder to play around with the other fingers. But the thumb is easier. Oh, yeah, it was out! It was! Right, I could lie. So the thumbs weren't counted. But the problem was, one time they were running up and it was a close race. And one guy gave a body check to the other one on the way up, and boom, broke his leg. So they realized they can't have this. They can't have such violence on the Mizbeah going up. I remember the Gemara in Yuma about the guy being stabbed even, the Kohen. Uksharo Bezdin, kshahayu bam l'dei sakana. And when Bezdin realized that this is a serious issue, his kidush shalo yuterminus on Mizbeah kalab apayis. They said, lottery! So, when the Mishnah says they all used to go to the mikvah, which gives the impression that there was no pious, that was earlier in history. But when it says Yavah B'Fais, that was later in history when they decided to have a goral on it. Period. One ha'ara. In the Margolius Hashas, the Kutzker says that usually we say that, the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Chaf, the earlier generations, you know why they had Nisim happen to them? Because they had Mesiris Nefesh. And us, we don't have such Nisim because it was, we don't have Mesiris Nefesh. Says the Kutzker, when you read this Gemara, don't think that this is Mesiris Nefesh. Knocking somebody off and breaking their leg is not Mesiris Nefesh for a mitzvah. Mikan ein raya, shelodoros hamu'ucharim, hayalahem, right, they were on a lower level. No. Doros harishonim hayu mu'unyanim be'ikar sheyizkayim ratzon Hashem, v'lo haya chashuv avura mi yasezos. Who are acher? Filu doros hamu'ucharim, shayim pchusim meharishonim, ratzon kolecha chedavka hu yasezo avoda. You know what the problem with these kohanim were? The earlier generations, what the Gemara talks about, they wanted mitzvahs done. If they could do it, wonderful. If somebody else does it, also wonderful. The problem with these Kohanim was that they didn't want to have the mitzvah done. They wanted to do the mitzvah, meaning, me, I'm going to do it. If you break somebody's leg on the way to do the mitzvah, that's a problem there. There's a problem there. And therefore, we have to realize why it's from the Biur Chasidus L'Shas, by the way. It's recording it from. We have to realize, says the Kutzker, what's a mitzvah sometimes, right? Like you can relate that story to the Chavetz Chaim that we like to quote. Chavetz Chaim on the Haftorah of Parshas Baha'aloscha, where it says in Zechariah, V'hu omid al yamino l'sitno, where the Satan stands on my right side to be master me, to trick me. Ask the Chavetz Chaim. It's quoted in the Chavetz Chaim al Torah, there in the Haftorah. It says, isn't the Satan like usually, he's the Yetzer Hara, so he's on the left side. The right side is the good guy. The right side is the Yetzer Tov. So what do you mean, v'hu omid al yamino l'sitno? Says the Chavetz Chaim, is exactly the point. The Satan, the Yetzer Hara, a lot of times dresses up like a mitzvah. He knows he's not going to get us if he looks like an Avera. But he'll dress up like a mitzvah. He's like, yeah, do this, do that, right? Stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning learning. Let's see what your chakras looks like. Right, so he dresses up like a mitzvah. But really, it's not. This is a perfect example of it. The Kohanim running up, they think they're doing a mitzvah. It could be like if somebody's in a public place and there are lines, I'm at the, in a shul waiting online to wash for the Tzilas Yadayim. Right, and I know that there's four people in front of me and all of a sudden there's one line that's open. So do I zoom in to try to, do I beat? If my wife is waiting. We have to make sure that we're not just cutting somebody off or offer them, or whatever the case, a spot comes up all the time. We have to make sure that we are acting b'derech eretz and our mitzvahs aren't being satan related with a costume on. So we have to make sure of that. That's the Kutzker's message of these kohanim. Either way, that was all number one. Earlier and later in history. Rava Amar, last line of the Gemara, no. Idri idilaka takana. It's after the takana. But achiktani, this is what it means. Mishu rotzel lavo, ulafayes, vashkevetobel, ashalo yava mamuna. Just in case. If you want to have the chance, go to the mikvah before the pious the mamuna comes. You do the pious, you can go straight and do it then. Good. Says the Mishnah. And again, if you really get into this Masechta, the Masechta describes, and we try to feel the excitement of every morning. Remember, the Kohanim, one idea that you do get is that they were excited to do the Avod every morning. And this is what happens. Not also Mafteach Upasach HaSabishpesh. So the Mamuna takes the key and opens the little door. Remember we said the Beis HaMoked has two doors, one on each side, one going into the Azara. So there's a little door next to the one going into the Azara. V'nechles v'Beis HaMoked l'Azara, and he goes in. V'nechles v'Akonim Acharav. And the Kohanim go in after him. And they carry two torches in their hand to light the way. And they split up two kitos. Elu, remember, the Beis HaMoked is on the, picture it in your head, we're going to have it midos. In the back of the Gemara, there's even a picture of the whole Beis HaMikdash. Aerial view. But the Beis HaMoked is on the north side of the Azara. Right, remember, the Kodesh Kodashim is on the west side, so if you're coming in from the north, so now they're going to split up into two groups and make an entire sivuv of the Azara to make sure everything is in its proper place. One's going to go to the right, which is the west. One's going to go to the left, which is the east. And then they're going to meet. Elu holch mahalchid b'chsadra derech mizrach, elu mahalchid b'chsadra derech ma'irev, ha'yu both kid v'holchim ha'chim ha'giyim l'makom o'seh ha'vitin. And they went to all the place until they meet at the place on the east side. So the people who went west had a much longer walk, until they meet at the place where they used to make the chavite kohen gadol every day. They're one of those rooms off of the Azara. Higiyu elu le'elu v'amru shalom hakol shalom. And they said, yeah, everything's good. Everything looks okay. The shomim did their job. Nothing's missing. He'emidu ose chavitim lasos chavitim. So they tell the chavitim, okay, start working. They did not actually baking yet, because they can't be any avoda done before the tamid shel shachar is brought. But they said, start baking, start kneading v'chulu. Misha zachal le'chomas ha'mizbeach. So then what happens? After they went in and checked, everything is okay. Everything is misudar. So now the Baal Toreim Hadeshen starts. Hu Yitro. Vehem Omrim. And on his way there, they say to him, Hevi Zahir, Shlodiga Bikliach the Kadish Yodekha Rakalachim in a Kiyar. They say, remember to wash your hands at the Kiyar and your feet before you start. Make sure, don't forget to go to the Kiyar. What are they getting so excited for? Every Kohen has to go to the Kiyar before. What are they worried more now about him than anybody else? So Tupshat, number one, the Mefarish here explains, because he was all alone. When I go with a whole group of Kohanim, obviously some of them are going to remember to wash their hands and feet, so then everybody's going to remember. But here he's all alone. And maybe he's excited about it. Maybe he's nervous. So they just remind him, you know, wash your hands and feet before you even touch the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Number one. Number two, look in the Mari Kirkus. On the Rambam, in Beis Yud Beis there, in Beis HaBachir, he calls another idea. He says, lest he think that this isn't a real Chashav Avoda, that he would have to wash his hands for, he says, that's why they warn him. This is an Avoda. It's not one of the Dalet Avodos, but realize that this is an Avoda, and make sure to take it seriously. Right? So that is the Mari Kirkus. Also interesting, the Mishnah here says that they used to take the torches and they used to walk around with it. Nowhere in the Mishnah does it say that there was a difference of what they did on Friday nights or going at the Shabbos morning. The Rambam. If you look at the Rambam, says in Beis HaBechira Ches Yud Beis, Keseder Azeh Osim B'chol Laila Chutz Mi Leile Shabbos She'ein B'yadam Or El Abotkin B'neiros Hadlukin Shah Me'erev Shabbos. On Friday night, Shabbos morning, what they do, they did not carry the torches. They had candles lit, and that's what they used. Why? Why they have candles lit, says the Kesef Mishnah. The Apal got the Kaimalon. What's the problem? What would be the problem? Carrying torches? Are you worried you might come to use them and turn them? Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. There's always the Rabbanim to the Mikdash, says the Kesef Mishnah. The Apal got the Kaimalon. Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Mishav de Kohanim's Rizimim. V'tiltul ner b'Shabbos. Einu el Shvus. Shaini hacha de efshar b'neiros ha'duluke me'erav Shabbos. The answer is, you have another possibility. So even though ain't supposed to mikdash, but still, you have a choice to use candles. And therefore, says the Kesef Mishnah, you might as well use candles. That's the Kesef Mishnah. If you look, though, in the other Mefarshim, if you look in the Tosfos, the Mishnah Malach right here, says, no, the issue is that there's a chashash d'oraisa here. If you move a candle, then you're causing it to go out or light more at that moment. That's a d'oraisa. It's not a d'rabbanan. You might move a candle because you might come to do a daraisa. So let's not forget Shvus B'Mikdash. That's why the Rambam says that on Leili Shabbos you weren't allowed to use these torches. You just have to use the candles. The other, even if you want to say it's the Rabbanan, the Tosfos Yontif right here, also an important Tosfos Yontif tucked away in Tamid, Tosfos Yontif says Ein Shvus B'Mikdash is not an all inclusive, and you find this throughout Shas. The end of Erevin is the main sugya. There are some Shvus B'Mikdash. You don't say all Yisrael the Rabbanans are knocked down on the Beis HaMikdash. Some of them are not Nigzar on the Beis HaMikdash, but some of them are. So the Gemara has discussed the Mishnayis in the last parak of Erevin discussed this. So he says, Batsinu Gamkein, Har Beis Shvus Shein B'Mikdash, K'mon Shekasev B'Mesechas Erevin. And therefore, it's not a hard and fast law. There are some Shvus B'Mikdash, so even if it would be a Shvus, it wouldn't be a problem to have it in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. So they said to him, be careful to wash your hands and feet. And the machta, the shovel that he's going to use, is in the corner next to the ramp of the Mizbeach. Right near the Kiyar is on the southwest side of the Azara, right next to the ramp, on the ramp's left, and that's where the shovel is. Ein adam nechnasimo v'lo ner biyado. Nobody goes with him. No candle is with him. El mahalich la'arha ma'aracha. He only uses the light of the fire that is still burning overnight. Lo ha'yu ro'en oso, and they didn't see him at all. V'lo ha'yu shomen es kolo. He went out in the stealth of the night, and they just listened. And they just listened. Ad she'ha'yu shomen kol ha'ech asa ben katin me muchni l'kiyar. Until they hear, as we know, ben katin from the Mishnais in Yuma, he made a pulley system in order that the kiyar, the water in the kiyar, would not be nifsal overnight. So he made a whole pulley system that they lowered the kiyar into a natural spring every night, and then they used to raise it up. So once they heard the pulley system, they realized, oh, he's washing his hands. They used to listen for that. That's how they knew what he was up to, right? So mitzvah say daraisa, the end of Sefer Shmos, for a calling to wash his hands and his feet every day. That's one of the reasons why we do Netilas Yadayim every morning. So we know the machlokas Rosh and Rashba. Why do we do Netilas Yadayim every morning? Is it because that we are Yadayim, the Rosh says Yadayim Askanios, our hands have touched parts of our body that are usually covered, and after we have to wash our hands, number one. Number two, the Rashba says, no, we're like a Birya Chadasha, we're a new person, and we're starting our Avoda of Hashem today. And just like a Kohen washes his hands in the Beis HaMikdash before he does the Avoda, so do we wash our hands, right? So that's a mitzvah of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Yes, the third reason is the Ruach Ra reason, but that's not in the Machlokas Rishonim between the Rosh and the Rashba. But we Ruach Ra is why we wash three hands on each time. Vayter. V'hein Omrim, Higia is Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in Akiyar. And the other Kohanim, when they hear the Poli, they say, oh, he's washing his hands and feet. Notal Machtas HaKesef, Yolah L'Rosh HaMizbeach. What does he do? He takes the silver shovel, and he goes up to the Rosh HaMizbeach, to the top of the Mizbeach, Pines HaGacholim, Helech V'Helech, and he pushes the coals to the sides, because he wants to get all the way in. Chote Es HaMu'uchalos HaPrimios. He wants to get all the way in, the hot, really eaten by the fire coals, and he gets a shovel full. Yorad Higiel, and what did he do then? He turns around, he goes down the ramp. Yorad Higiel, Ritzpa, Hafach Panav Litzafon, Holech B'Mizrachu Shal Kevesh, Ke'eser Amos. What does he do? When he gets down the ramp, remember that he's walking south as he's walking down the ramp, because the ramp is on the south side of the Mizbeach, and he makes a left and a left. So he ends up going to the east side of the ramp, and then he walks north next to the ramp, 10 Amos. And Savras HaGachalam HaGabi Ritzpa, then he pours the Gachalam onto the floor, Racham and Akevesh Losha Tvachim, he is 3 Tvachim away from the ramps. He's 10 Tvachim up and 3 Tvachim away. Makam Shenosim Muras Ha'of, Vidishim, Mizbeach HaPanimi, Vidishim Menorah. What else was put in the pile right there? The Mura, the innards of the Olas Ha'of, and the Dishun, the cleanings out of the Mizbeach HaKtores and of the Menorah. It was all dumped there. Remember we had the Gemara in Tzvachim that described this, that the Kohen has to have a good arm. You remember because the avoda of the Olas Ha'of sometimes was done on the southwest side of the Mizbeach, and the Kohen has to throw v'hishlich. He has to throw the murah into this spot, which is on the east side of the Mizbeach. Sorry, the Kohen, so those Kohanim that do the Olas Ha'of have to have good arms. Okay, so that is the Mishnah. Says the Gemara now, Umi Havi Achsadra Uzba Azara. The Mishnah said that they went when they split up into the two groups, checking overnight to make sure everything was okay. They went by Achsadra. Achsadra is like a place with wooden poles. Sometimes it means a porch in various Mishnayos. Place with wooden poles and a place where people could walk through. So Miav Achsadros Bazara, Fatayi Blatz Ben Yaakov Omer, Minayin Sheinosin Achsadros Bazara. How do you know that you're not allowed to make Achsadros Bazara? The pasuk says in Shoftim, you're not allowed to plant an asherah or any wood next to the mizbeach. Halchi ka'amar, and this is how we darshan in the pasuk. Lo sita lacha asherah, lo sita lacha kalitz, eitzam mizbeach Hashem alokecha. You're not allowed to have any wood inside the azara. So what are we talking about? There's an achsadra there. So Amar Rav Chisda, achsadros shel binyan. You're right. It wasn't made out of wood. It was made out of stone. They had stone pillars there. And that's why there's not a problem. How you both kin, v'holchin, v'chulu. They went and checked, and they met at the Chavite Kohen Gadol area, where they used to make the Chavitim. So, as I said before, l'meibet the Chavitim havi k'dimi. What, they made the Chavitim first? V'hatanya minayin, she'ein davar kodim l'tamit shel shachar. How do I know that there was never an avoda done before the tamit shel shachar, which is also called the Asay of Hashlama? You're only allowed to be mashlim everything after the carbon tamid. Tamalomar varacha leha ha'ola. V'yamar rava ha'ola ola bishona. The ola, the carbon tamid, goes first. Can't do anything before the carbon tamid. Those are the poles. The morning tamid and the afternoon tamid. There's only one thing that's done after the tamid, and that is the carbon Pesach. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, lahachim chamin l'ravicha. Okay, they started the process. They warmed up hot water to scald the dough in afterwards. But that's it. They didn't really start with any of the baking, any of the part of the avoda before then. Okay, hadulach b'shoshu b'kamos, that's the first parak. So what are we up to now? The Kohen, the Baal Trumas Hadeshen did it. They were waiting, and they time it. They hear the kiyar, they hear the mukhani moving, and they say, okay, he must be going up now, he must be going down the ramp now. They still can't see him, but everybody, they're, picture the scene, the Kohenim are raring to go. What happens? Ra'u Achav Sheyarad, font. They see him then from their viewpoint. They're in the Beis HaMoked, the northeast side of the Azara. They're able to see him now. It's a little light already. They're able to see him coming down from the ramp, going to the east side of the ramp, which is the side that they were on. So Ra'u Achav Sheyarad, Vehim Ratzim, Ubaim. Okay, they start running. They start moving. Ma'aru v'kitshu yudeh v'aglayim in ha-kiyar. And then the rest of the Kohanim, they're going to do the avoda. They wash their hands and the feet from the kiyar. And notlu asama grefos v'esatzinoros v'olo the roshim mizbeach. And they went and took the shovels and all the other tools, and they went up to the top of the mizbeach. They need to make room for that day's karbanos. Ha'evarim v'hapadar b'shalonis achlu mi'ba'erev. The limbs that did not burn overnight. Solkin osan al-tzidiyam mizbeach. They move them to the side. Move to the side of his back, still on top. They don't take him down, obviously, but they leave him on top. They made some stadim if there's not enough room on top. Machzikin, they made stadim inside the machzikin. So do you know some pesovev ala kevesh or the ala kevesh? Different days in the shidduch kubatzes. Where exactly did they use the overflow? So the pashas is that they put it on the ramp next to the sovev. The sovev was the middle ledge that Kohanim used to be able to walk on. That was right next to the chuta sikra in the middle. But they used to put it on the kevesh opposite the sovev. Right? They did not bring it down. The kevesh had the kedusha of the mizbeach. They didn't bring it down because it would be pasul. Once it was up there, it stays on there. But they tried to make room for today's karbanis. Hey chelu malin be'efer agava tapuach. And then they started bringing Afer, all the rest of the ashes, they put it on the tapuach, they moved it over from the main fire pile on the mizbeach. Tapuach haya be'emsa mizbeach, pa'amim shayu alav, kishlosh me'os kur. The tapuach was in the middle of the mizbeach, sometimes you had 300 kur of ashes on it. Ubra galim, lo haya medashin, osa ve'beishu noyla mizbeach. And on Yantif, they didn't wear medashin it. They wanted to leave it there to have a pile and a pile, bigger and bigger, so it's noy. People see the beauty and how many mizbeach, how many karbanos were brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They used to leave it as a noy for the mizbeach. But again, all the Kohanim acted with much alacrity, with much Jesus, and this was part of the inspiration that we know. The pasuk describes that by Meister Sheni, when you went to bring Meister Sheni, and you'd see the Kohanim Bavodasim and the Beis HaMikdash, you'd be inspired. Part of it was because all this Jesus, they're running this and that, they know there's so much to do, but it all starts right here in the morning with the Mishnah and Tamid, and right after they see the Baal Trumas Hadeshen do it, so that's when they started running and getting into the act themselves. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem will continue in the second parak here in Maseches Tamid in the coming days.